My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, we're back. We've got some confessions.
Oh, I got a confession for you.
But first of all, it started pouring out here during the last segment, and I'm not like exaggerating. It was pouring to the point where we had to move everything. And shout out to Aaron Raybould for getting us back on the air in the first place, because we had to unplug everything. We were flying by the seat of our pants there, but Aaron got us back and got us back pretty quickly. So shout out to him. Let's do some confessions.
Let's do it.
These are my confessions.
And that's my first one. I really thought we were going to make it. I thought we were going to make it. So practice was all cool, very humid, very hot. We could see the radar. We could see the clouds building behind us. We were gonna be out here till about 12:35 and then go into the studio. I thought we were gonna make it, man, and then all hell broke loose. And I want to reiterate, Aaron Raybould looks like a wet sock right now. like every inch of his body is just covered with water. We were actually splashing up to our ankles for a second there with water, but all the equipment looks to be good. We're back on the air. Shout out to one of the best in the business.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This brain needs to stop because I don't know if I'm going to go back for the end of the show.
You might be on your own.
I'm not walking in the rain with the laptop and the backpack and all that stuff. So we got to chill here because it slowed down a little bit, but it's still coming down pretty good. And that's a long walk we got to make.
We'll suck it up.
I remember, so game one of the World Series against the Phillies, I park in the C lot, and it's just a torrential rainstorm before that game. Ruined my laptop. The water got through the backpack onto the laptop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question.
So this has got to stop.
Yeah, it's got to stop. Go ahead, Figgy.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So as y'all were going through all of that drama just now, I'm sitting here back in the studio noticing how quiet it was. So I'm like, hey, y'all there? Y'all good? Y'all good?
No,
I see Stephon Diggs in his press conference about to end. I'm like, whoa, I'm going to have to take this to break. So as I was about to take it to break, John Lopez called me, but I couldn't answer because I was
you were doing business.
Yeah, I was working. And so I tried to call John Lopez back, and this is my confession. This got to be the corniest thing ever, and John Lopez is part of the problem. I called this guy back, and it went straight to voicemail. And his voicemail was, Hey, this is John. You know what they do at the beep.
Come on, what's wrong with that?
Who still have a damn voice? You know what they do at the beep.
What? Why not? Oh, I'm personable. I want to be making a personal message.
That is the corniest thing.
Do y'all not have personalized? Really?
Nah, I think I just said, just call me back and leave a message and I'll call you back. I think that's all.
Nah, I'm not. I ain't making no
most people now just go straight to the automated.
Yeah.
You got to be beyond a personalize
nah,
it.
Man, just you do a, hey, this is John Lopez. Call me back when, you know.
How was your tease? How was your tease going into the segment?
Oh, it was cool. I said lunchtime confessions, and I'm not sure if I got the guys with me. You're going to see when we come back.
We're here.
But yeah, that voice, you got to change that, man.
That's all right. Cool.
That's 90s.
All right. Watch this. These are my confessions. Back to some sports confessions here. I know you've got to be feeling something about this as well, Adam and Figgy. I don't have much confidence in either of our U.S. Olympic basketball teams. If you missed it, the men were favored by 43 points. 43 points to beat South Sudan. Yes, I said South Sudan. They won by a point, and it was actually kind of controversial. And then the women, shout out to Caitlin Clark, she's been killing it, lost to the WNBA teams. Like, both these squads, would you bet on a gold medal for either one right now?
The women will have no
women,
trouble.
Women, 100%. I will bet.
The women will walk through that thing.
I know. Yeah,
who are some foreign women that's going to give them a problem?
Yeah, there is no one. They will sail through.
The men?
The men is going to be tough.
That's tough.
I mean, they'll still win, but the men will still be tough. I mean, obviously the world has gotten a lot better over the last 20-something years since the year. I guess it's now been 30 years.
Yeah.
32 years since the Dream Team. But they'll still be fine. They can pull out wins whenever they need to. The French team is really good with Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert and some of the guards that they have on that team.
The WNBA team beating them was just embarrassing.
Yeah, but I mean, that WNBA team are like the next people that just missed out on the Olympic team.
Probably.
It's WNBA All-Stars playing against WNBA All-Stars. That's all that was.
Yeah, but
you tend to have some older, you have older players that are on the Olympic team just because of, there's just some seniority that comes with that. But no, the U.S. women's team will win every game by at least double digits. And they will walk to a gold medal. The men's team will be pushed a little bit, but that's just because the world is a little bit stronger now.
Yeah, I think they're going to get got, to be honest, man.
I do too. I honestly do.
The movie Goodfellas, overrated.
What?
Not that great.
Man, get the hell out of here.
When have you, did you just see it?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while. I figured I'd drop this now. But if I had to choose 90s mob movies, I'm taking Casino every time over Goodfellas.
Casino's good.
Casino is so much better than Goodfellas. Better Robert De Niro, better Joe Pesci, and also Karen Hill does not hold a candle to Ginger Rothstein.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone is so much better in that movie than Lorraine Bracco.
But the movie is awesome.
We're glorifying a rat.
Of course.
No.
He wrote the book.
I don't care. I don't glorify rats. Sorry. I'm just not doing it.
Oh, so it's about that.
Since when you've been about the street code, man.
Yeah.
A man has to have a code, Figgy, okay?
Yeah.
And Henry Hill had no code. They glorified him. And I hate it. And it's just not
It's
just not that great of a movie. It's a fine movie. It's perfectly fine. But Casino is so much better.
Good Lord.
And plus, how about this? And spoiler alert for everybody. But the Joe Pesci death scenes in both those movies, the one in Casino is
wild.
So much more brutal. It is so much more brutal than the one in Goodfellas.
Watches his brother.
Yeah. He got it easy in Goodfellas.
He's got a popped in the back of the head.
Whatever. Quick and easy. They buried that man alive with his brother in Casino. I would much rather go the way that he went.
It's a good movie, Goodfellas. But I wouldn't say it's...
I would absolutely... Listen, you give me Casino or you give me Goodfellas, it's Casino every time.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Every single time.
Although you stated a good case for it.
Yeah, I acknowledge it because I'm right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good, baby.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I seen the coolest tweet this morning, man. So I saw this tweet from Billy Mays III. I don't know. If y'all saw this.
Yeah, I did not.
He tweeted and said, LOL, just got to Pittsburgh and someone left some OxyClean on my dad's grave. I thought that was dope, man. He actually, if you go to his Twitter, he actually tweeted the picture. It's a cool looking grave, too, a tombstone.
But yeah,
I thought that was badass, man.
It's like that people still, they smoke weed at Jimi Hendrix's grave in Paris.
Yeah.
That's like every day. Guys go get high with Jimmy. Nah. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
This was super dope, man. Salute to whoever did that, man. That's dope, man. Rest in peace to Billy Mays.
Yes, sir.
He's been dead a while, and I still see one of the infomercials every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think most of them they pulled, but I think there's still one that they show every now and then.
Yeah.
And I bet it's been close to 15 years since he died, too.
Yeah.
2009.
Yeah.
All right, Figgy. I swear I'm not like Justin Simmons' agent or related to him or a friend of the family.
Fool me.
I know. I swear I'm not. But you know what I thought when we've been seeing Jalen Petrie kind of playing different positions, up in the nickel, moving around. Matt Burke talked about it. I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay, maybe they're thinking along the same lines that Justin Simmons might be a fit eventually. It's still on the street. Still on the street.
How many times have you mentioned Justin Simmons in the last... I don't know, 3 months.
Lots. I care about my team, man. Adam, I don't know about you.
You've been talking about him since he got released.
Hey, man, don't crucify me for caring about my football team.
I mean, you got to start asking yourself, why is he still available?
But it's got to be up there, right?
I mean, yeah, especially when you consider that they did go in and add to the roster today with Cam Akers, so they certainly are looking for ways to improve.
And Petrie is moving around more.
Yeah, I hope he signs, just so that you don't have to talk about it.
Maybe. Maybe that's the biggest reason.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So the Astros are starting a series in Oakland tonight, and this is the final series that they will play at the Coliseum. And I'll be honest with you, I'm going to miss the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
I went there once. It was a long time ago, so it obviously has deteriorated since. But there's something about games at the Coliseum that I enjoy. You know, you don't get a lot of fans there, but the ones that are there are actually pretty loud, and there's the drums and all that. You know, I like the way it looks. I love the A's jerseys, the green and the gold.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss the Oakland A's, and I'm going to miss the Coliseum.
I will say the environment is very nostalgic, not necessarily always in a good way, but it's just kind of a nostalgic vibe. You know, that you get there, because it's just not built for baseball,
no.
And it's just not good, and it's beat to hell. But it's like, okay, this is where all the old stuff happened. You know, there is something to that.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So y'all brung it up earlier about the WNBA plan. They had an all-star game, and I got to be honest, I missed it. I kind of wanted to check in on it, but I missed it. But I saw a stat that said that Angel Reese is the first person to have a double-double in the All-Star game since 1999.
Yeah.
And that made me think about, like, hey, is the WNBA All-Star game really that entertaining? Because I realize I watch the All-Star games for dunks.
Yeah.
Like, good passes and dunks. And I'm like, I ain't about to see no dunks in the WNBA All-Star
game. That's why their ratings are so low. You're not alone.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna, like, I still didn't see it or nothing like that. But, man, Agumba Wale,
yeah,
she was balling, man. She had the highlight reel of herself in that game. So, I don't know, man.
She's the best Agumba Wale there is.
It is. She's way ahead of her brother. Way ahead of Dari. But
yeah, I
had to confess, man. Like, I don't think I'd be that interested in watching the WNBA All Star game. Like, I'll watch a regular game.
Yeah.
But just the All Star game, like, I want to see dunks and fancy passes and passes off the backboard and all that stuff. And you ain't going to see none of that.
Sorry, I'm not interested in any of the
All-Star none of that.
No, sorry. Yeah. Cross out WNBA. Just say I'm not interested in All-Star games.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next on Sports Radio 610, we will replay our conversation with Azeez Al-Shaair, the Texans linebacker. He told a great, great story about Monty Kiffin in that interview. You won't want to miss it. That's next on In the Loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.